From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is actor Don Reed. Hey, Don.
Hello, hello. Good to see you again.
Good to see you again, too. Don is the producer and host of Redwood Nights, Storytelling Under the Stars. And it's an evening of storytelling surrounded by gigantic, gorgeous redwood trees. Redwood Nights happens every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at Deer Park Villa in Fairfax. And right now, we're going to hear Don's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area and at home. First up is Dan Hoyle's play, Takes All Kinds, at the Marsh Theater in San Francisco. In his one-man show, Dan plays multiple people to capture different portrayals of an everyday American. Dan did his research for his show by traveling across the country to places such as school board showdowns in Florida, oh Lord, and barbershops in Las Vegas. Dan is sharing people's thoughts on today's social and political climates on stage. Don, we've had Dan Hoyle on Sights and Sounds a few times. He's so talented. I love when he goes and talks to people and brings us these stories. So tell us more about this production.
He does what's called journalistic theater. So he literally does go in a van or travels in a car and just walks up to people and starts having conversations with them. And they get really in depth. And then he gets their permission to reenact those individuals on stage. And so he literally embodies them. You know, people do impersonations and they're doing a voice. Someone like, I'm Sammy Davis Jr., man. But he literally becomes these people from the South, from the Northwest, from East Coast in real time. So he switches his hair up. He'll just slight nuance, change a cap. And it's like a whole different human being is standing on stage. I highly, highly suggest people go see Takes All Kinds in San Francisco. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's really great at what he does. That's Dan Hoyle's play, Takes All Kinds, and is currently running at the Marsh Theater in San Francisco until April 25th. Your next pick is Bardo Lounge and Supper Club in Oakland. The club's interior design is inspired by the comfort of a 1960s dinner party, and the decor is a blend of furniture from antique stores and vintage replicas. Their menu includes dishes such as squash risotto, duck breast, grilled ribeye, and a lot of other yummy options. Don, it's giving Mad Men. That's what I'm feeling. It's like, it's like a Mad Men vibe. Tell us about the vibe. Tell us what you like eating here.
It's definitely a vibe. Mid-century, the setting, the theme is sleek and kind of sexy. And my love and I go there all the time. We always start with the deviled duck eggs. No, it's deviled eggs, but it's duck eggs. And they're delicious. And they put a little slim piece of beef on there that's teeny on top of it. Mm. And it's outstanding. They have gourmet burgers. They have outstanding chicken dishes. And we also often order the sidecar, a cocktail. That's a whiskey Grand Marnier lemon taste with a sugar rim. And it's the place to be. I'm telling you, Bardo. It's in Oakland, not far from Lake Merritt on Lakeshore.
That's Bardo Lounge and Supper Club in Oakland. And Don, your final pick is the television show Grownish. This is a spinoff from the hit TV series Blackish. And the spinoff begins with big sister Zoe Johnson attending college. She and her friends learn about the realities of drugs, sex, and relationships. Bay Area rapper Saweetie made her acting debut in the third season. Grownish ran for 6 seasons. So Don, now why do you like this show? Because this seems like a show more geared towards teenagers.
Yeah, you would think. But the look they give at college life, I was on a different world, the Cosby spinoff. And so I've been on the show that reflects college life as best it can, but this one is far more realistic. I mean, right away, first episode, there's like, wait, should they be drinking that much? Wait a minute, they're doing drugs. Wait, who's hooking up with who? So it has a lot of realistic interaction. The close-knit bonds between the students is superbly reflected. by the executive producers. It's a very strong show.
That's the television show Grown-ish, and you can stream it on Hulu, and you can see Don Reed in the first season of A Different World on Netflix. I've been speaking with actor Don Reed. Redwood Nights, Storytelling Under the Stars, happens at Deer Park Villa in Fairfax every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. And you can visit redwoodnightslive.com for more info on their next show. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darton. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app, the NPR app, and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darton.